Hi, this is Andy Castro with Next Level Thinking. Article name, Pass the Salt. Let your speech at all times be gracious, pleasant, and winsome, seasoned, as it were, with salt, so that you may never be at a loss to know how you ought to answer anyone who puts a question to you. Colossians 4:6. My friend once told me a trick he used to help him avoid eating all the food on his plate, lest he overeats. He would open the salt shaker and pour salt over the remaining food. Now, I'm not so sure that was a good plan. It may have solved the issue at the moment, but what about the discipline it takes to live a healthy lifestyle? The Apostle Paul wrote to the Colossians in part, the importance of following the teachings of Jesus. They were being lured into thinking that Jesus was not Lord and that he was insufficient. Now, Paul had an interesting way of urging the Colossians to continue to believe in the lordship and sufficiency of Jesus. He writes, that you may walk and live and conduct yourself in the manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him and desiring to please him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and steadily growing and increasing in by the knowledge of God, with fuller, deeper, and clearer insight, acquaintance, and recognition. We pray that you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of his glory, to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance and forbearance with joy. Colossians 1:10 and 11. There is a lot of teaching in these scriptures, but I will focus on one thought. Paul is talking about our conduct. Though we cannot in any way earn our salvation, we still must work out our salvation. Philippians 2:12. We do this as a response in love, not as a requirement. Now back to the opening text. Let your speech at all times be gracious, pleasant, and winsome, seasoned, as it were, with salt. For many of us, this can be very difficult. It will take discipline and not some trick to fulfill this request, but it's not impossible. Here are a few steps that will help you to be disciplined in your speech. Think before you speak. Ask yourself if the words that you're about to speak are going to add flavor to the conversation, or will you be dumping the whole salt shaker of salt on it? If you are dumping all the salt, you will leave a bitter taste with somebody. Ask the Spirit to help you daily with your speech. The Spirit is our counselor. He will help you in your time of need and will show you your thought process. Your thought process precedes the words that you choose. When this is revealed, you then will work on changing your words. Ask the Spirit to help you walk in love. God is love, and the more you're like him, the easier it is to respond in love. Paul was trying to teach us that our words make a difference in how our testimony is perceived by others. Jesus said that we are the salt of the earth. Therefore, we must decide, before we speak, how much salt to put in our everyday conversation. Next level thinking disciplines us to think before we speak. Then we can make a choice of words before we open our mouth. Think of your mind as a salt shaker. Your mouth is the lid. Choosing the wrong words to speak is like opening the lid to the salt shaker and pouring out all the salt. Ask today the Spirit of God to show you the choice of words that you need to change in your thoughts and in your conversation. Again, this is Andy Castro with Next Level Thinking. Have a great day.